All right. Obviously, you guys know the selection. Cam Robinson, left tackle from University of Alabama. And we're excited to have him.
Were you concerned another team might trade into that spot?
Yeah. There was, some talk of that. And so it was a six-round pick, and we felt like the value was there to go get him. If we feel a guy can be an eventual starting tackle for us, it was worth a six-round pick, especially considering the grades we had on him, and now we're sitting in the second round. And as you guys have told me for 3 years now, we got to upgrade the offensive line. So I'm starting to listen to you.
Dave, where does he play this year? Where can he play?
It'll be left tackle. Yeah.
What does that mean for Brandon Elmer?
They'll compete. They'll compete for the spot.
Is this a reaction to him not showing up at all?
I wouldn't say it's a reaction, but, we got to make sure that we have our bases covered.
Having the versatility to play guard and tackle, is it nice having that competition again this year with two guys that have actually could play both positions?
Yeah, I think anytime you have competition, it's a good thing. And the best players will play, and the ones that are committed will play.
Is there any chance that he could move inside?
I think we'll leave him at tackle for the time being. Never say never, but he's got the skill set to move inside, if that's what you're asking.
Dave, how impressive was his film going up against all the edge guys in that conference and with their schedule that he faced?
Really good, and I think this year he gave up 9 pressures and 2 sacks throughout the year. I think before the playoffs that was it, and obviously they play a high level of competition, and he's seen some of the best guys in the country, and I know the guy that went with the first pick in the draft, he went against him, and it was a pretty good battle.
What do you like about his tenacity?
Well, he's a tough kid. He's a big, big man. He's 320-plus pounds, and he's probably going to grow into 330-plus pounds at some point in time. He's got some developing to do. He's just a third-year junior, and so he's got some work to do in the weight room, and we think that eventually this guy could be a big, big, massive man on the left side of the offensive line.
Are you looking for a tackle specifically, or are you just looking for – an offensive line? Well, I mean, what separates
Lamp? Well, I think the tackle position. I think it was tackle position. Lamp's a good player, too. But I think when you look at it, this guy's got 35-inch arms, 320 pounds, 6'6 plus. I mean, that's what you're looking for out your left tackle. And he ran a 5-1 something, and he's got very good feet. I mean, we worked him out, Coach Marone and I and Coach Coughlin. Coach Flaherty went to University of Alabama last week and worked him out and had a great workout.
What questions did he need to answer during that workout last week?
Well, I think the question is, could he be a left tackle for us? And when you see him move in person, and you saw him live and saw his feet and see how quick he is and how big he is and how much room he has to grow to, you look at him like it's a big man.
Did you have any off-the-field concerns whatsoever as has been
rumored? We did a lot of research on it, and obviously the charges were dropped. We spent some time speaking to everybody at the University of Alabama last week. He's thought very highly of there. Obviously, he had to mature after that situation he had, and like we said, he's still young, but he's got to realize that he's going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar now. We expect very good behavior out of him.
Giving up the six-round pick, we all know you trust your draft picks. Would you look to potentially move down?
We'll see where the opportunities rise. I'd be more apt, now that we settled these two positions, we had to come out with two guys that we felt like could be starters and at positions of need. Now we'll go looking for depth and see what we can do.
Does he bring that physical, nasty?
He does. He's got some nasty to him, and he'll look to finish plays. He's a big man, and he can cover people up pretty quickly.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. I mean, he's a big man to get around, but he also has very good feet and long arms, so that combination is pretty good.
Have you guys had any contact with Albert since?
No.
Not at all, so you don't even know what his plan is at all.
No.
This is some new round. You haven't had a situation like this before where a guy just hasn't shown up and hasn't contacted the head coach.
Yeah.
Do you move on from him?
No, it's not a situation. We have his rights, and we expect him to show up when he has to. This is all voluntary, so, it's his decision to not be here, and, he's got that right to do it. As long as he comes in shape when it's mandatory and comes in and does the things he's supposed to do, well, we'll welcome him with open arms.
Just to be clear, you don't envision cutting him?
No. Okay.
And you're completely comfortable starting a rookie day one at left tackle?
We'll start the best player.
Yeah. Does this selection at all, in your mind, give you any leverage to not alter Brandon's deal?
We're never going to alter it to begin with, so.